The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Open Doors to Federal Courts. This is a segment of Court Shorts from Bench to Blackboard series. From Bench to Blackboard helps teachers connect their students with the federal courts, one gavel tap at a time.
Courtroom protocol, precedent, jury service, due process. These can be difficult concepts for you as a teacher to present in an interactive way in the classroom, but they come to life through an engaging and real-life experience in federal courts. Hello, this is Beverly Hallberg with the United States Courts. In this segment of Court Shorts, From Bench to Blackboard, we introduce you to Open Doors to Federal Courts, an annual initiative that gives students hands-on experience with our judicial process. So what is the Open Doors to Federal Courts program, and what does it offer high school students? The program is a true-to-life trial simulation in a courtroom. Volunteer lawyers coach students as they argue a teen-related Supreme Court case before a real federal judge. And the students even take on the roles of attorneys and jurors. Here is what to expect if you partner with your local federal court for the Open Doors program.
Step 1. Find a participating courthouse.
First, you can expect assistance finding a federal courthouse near you that offers the Open Doors program. For contact information, email your request to the National Outreach Manager on the Federal Courts Educational Resources page. That's at www.uscourts.gov. I'll repeat that contact information at the end of the podcast. Please email your inquiry at least 3 months in advance to find out if a nearby courthouse is offering the program.
Step 2. Prepare your students.
Expect to spend one class period prior to the program preparing your students with the materials on the U.S. Courts website. Everything that you need is posted on the Open Doors section of the site and is ready for immediate use in the classroom.
Step 3. Set the stage for success.
Expect to work with your courthouse contact to set a date, time, and the details of the agenda. On the day of the program, the students you have selected to be attorneys will work with the adult attorney coaches to fine-tune their arguments. All other students are jurors who will review the program materials at this time. Unlike real jurors, they'll have the opportunity to express their opinions before the judge in open court.
Step 4. Participate in the court simulation.
Here is what you can expect once the program is officially underway. When the judge enters the courtroom, all rise, and the court is in session. The student attorneys present the prepared talking points that are posted on the court's website. The presiding judge follows up with questions. And after the judge hears the arguments, the student jurors vote with their feet. They actually move to one side of the courtroom or the other, behind the plaintiff or the defendant, to show their support.
Step 5. Argue the case.
Once the student jurors choose which side they agree with, the attorney coaches join the jurors to help them develop arguments for the open floor debate. Students take turns expressing their opinions as they challenge and question each other. Every student can engage in the spirited debate.
Step 6. Announce the verdict.
The debate is concluded by one student attorney for each side, who summarizes each team's position. After they make their final arguments, the student jurors vote with their feet for the last time. The votes for each side are counted and the verdict is announced. An attorney coach explains a Supreme Court ruling in the case, and afterwards the judge and attorneys answer questions from the students. Teachers and students from across the nation regularly participate in the Open Doors to Federal Courts program when they visit Washington, D.C. Here is what they have to say about their courtroom experience.
It opened my eyes. I realized that the work that goes into it behind the scenes, and I gained a new respect for those people who are really the guardians of our Constitution.
I think it was very fun. I think it was very informative. I think it showed us what a real courtroom works like. I'm even considering being an attorney after this experience. I think it was wonderful.
Many federal courts across the nation offer Open Doors courtroom simulations. To partner with your local court, send an email to the Federal Courts National Outreach Manager when you visit www.uscourts.gov.
So how can teachers continue their professional development in court literacy and find classroom-ready resources, activities, games, and assignments? By listening to Court Shorts and by visiting us online at www.uscourts.gov. Court Shorts are a production of the Administrative Office of the U.S. Courts.